Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Favor of Life, the process of their Blog Talk Radio host show with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today as we go forth in our faith and our encouragement of faith in this process where we walk by faith and not by sight into the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15 minutes empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk of faith, encouraged in that process, encouraged in how God will use your everyday life to stretch you, to make you, even to show you his divine will and word as he reproves you and refines you through that process of trusting him, believing him, and applying the application of the word of truth daily. When God chooses a family, an individual, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them, and he makes sure that they live and do all that he's commanded and commissioned for them to do. Are there places that Abraham walked? Is that place where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call of destiny and what God has for us? And we also see, as Abraham saw in the spirit realm, those things that God has prepared for him. And he, in preparing for him, he allowed God to stretch him and make him and take him through that process, that even when he was old, even when his body was not able to even produce, he believed beyond hope. He went beyond where he was, and he hoped against hope, and he believed the word of God, believed what God had spoken, knowing that God was true and that he could not lie, nor could he fail. So he believed that God would do exactly what he said, regardless of his age. And we have to see, as Abraham sees, and know that what God shows us in the spirit will come to pass, and his word is faithful and true. The word of God lets us know also in the New Testament that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and has been sent to be our Savior and our Redeemer, and we received him, then every promise of Abraham belongs to us also. That favor life is that favor that God gives us with himself and with man, so that we live a life that glorifies God and he makes his name great through us. He causes his goodness to be seen through us, and his name is glorified in the earth. The promises of Abraham that God gave to him said that he would make his name great, that everyone would know his name. And as we lift up and exalt the name of Jesus, God himself is glorified, and he uses us for his glory, letting people know that he uses us and that our name, his name, is upon our lives. So we thank God for everything that he's done and is doing in us. It is a great thing, because as we begin to move forward in 2021, we're going to see God do many, many good things, great things, wonderful things, and we're going to see him do some new things that we've never seen before. And as we've even embarked on this year, we can see already that God is doing that and allowing that to happen, even as we look around and see what is going on with our nation and see what is going on even in the political arena in the White House. We have the first president who's the oldest, and we also have the first African-American female and also Asian woman as a vice president. So that is a new beginning. We also have people that are serving under that party for the first time in offices that no other African-American or other person has served in. And so we thank God that he's doing new things and he's doing great things. He's causing his goodness to be seen and shown. And we've seen how the president has even moved and done some things. But the Lord is saying that he wants to do the same thing in the body of Christ. He wants to do some things within us. It's not new to him. It might be new to us. And in that way of trusting him, believing him, and him stretching you. There's some things that he wants us to know and believe about how he's going to use us and what he's going to do in our lives. And if you can trust God and believe his report and believe what he's saying, then you can get everything that he's saying to us concerning how he wants to use us. He has a plan that is perfect. His word is perfect, and he never makes a mistake. And he's kept you because there's something in you that he wants to see done and demonstrated. There's places that he wants to stretch you in, and he's making you in. And that making process is part of building the character in you that will obey him regardless of where you go and what happens in your life, but also to build obedience in him, to obey him regardless of where you're at and what position or what place he takes you or use you at, that you will always obey his voice and not allow that position, that place, that circumstance, whatever it is that he's entrusting you with, to be greater than him, that you would obey that and move in that more than you move in him and in obedience to his divine will. So he has a plan for us. And as we identify with him and align ourselves with him, agreeing with God, how can two walk together unless they agree? We have to agree with God and walk with him. We have to agree with God and know that his plan for our life is perfect. And what he sees ahead is perfect. We've been crucified, co-crucified with him. We've been co-enthroned, entombed with him, buried with him. And because of that, our lives belong to him. And we got up with everything that he is. We were resurrected with everything that he is. He gave us everything that he is, taking on everything that we were, all of our sin, all of our weakness, all of our diseases, all our dysfunction, everything about our lives. He took it on himself and became that for us. He became that for us, that we might live in him and live with the resurrecting life, live with him in heaven, have his eternal blessings, his eternal plan, his salvation, and everything that he's given and won the victory over. And we know that God has set us free, and in that setting us free, we now live a life in him. For the life we live now, Christ lives in us by the Holy Spirit, and he lives in us and wants to do great things in us and great things with us. He wants to use us for his glory. And so in this new season that we're in, God wants to do some great things in this sphere of time. He wants to do some great things that are new, and he wants to do it for his glory. And so we want to give him all the praise, honor, and glory so that he can do those things and submit ourselves unto him so that he can be glorified. The Bible lets us know that there are things that God wants to do in us, and we should know. Shall we not know that he wants to do these things in our life? And when he tells us, shall we not know these things, he's telling us, I want you to know my mind and my heart. And if you can know my mind and my heart, if you can know what I have in my heart and you carry and you walk in those things, then you're going to know what I want. And those things that I want to do are not things that are new. They're not new, because he says, behold, I do a new thing. But it's not new to him. It's new to us. It's new to us because he's now telling us something that we have not heard before, but we were not prepared to hear it. We were not prepared to hear what God was saying. We were not prepared to handle what God was saying. He wanted to stretch us and make us so that we would be able to hear what he was saying. Moses could not have the encounter with God until he was ready. If he had had the encounter with God before he would have done what he'd done when he found out that God was going to use him, because he knew God was going to use him. He knew that God was going to use him in some way to help save his people, because his mother, who was a Jew, told him about his journey, because he was taken to her and she was paid to take care of her own son and to raise him up until he was of a certain age, and until he was weaned to go into Pharaoh's house. And then he continued to go back and forth to his mother and father and to his people. So he knew that God had saved him for a reason, that he was not one of the children that were destroyed, but he was saved and preserved for a reason. And he knew that God was going to use him and that he was a deliverer. And when he saw one of his brothers, fighting each other, he spoke out. But he had also, when he saw one of the Egyptians being very cruel, he killed that Egyptian. And so that was him doing what he thought he should do in his own way, in his own strength, in his own might. So there are things that God has reserved for us that he wants us to know about his plan, but he waits until we're able to handle it. So there are things that he wants to do in us, and we have to be submissive unto him in this season so that we would know it. Let him stretch us. Let him give us what we have need of. Let him do in us what he wants to, so that we would know his mind and know his heart and know his will. And I think that that when we do, God is going to start showing us the things that he wants to do and how he wants to do and make us and shape us for his glory. And I want us to know that his way is perfect and his will is perfect. And all that he's going to do in us, it is perfect. And if we trust him, we'll always have the victory in our lives. And we understand that that God uses people just like that to know his will, know his mind. And he is going to do it because he wants us to be free in him to do things that causes people to notice the greatness of our God. There are things that God wants to do that he has not even unfolded, unveiled, but he's waiting on us to be in alignment with him and to go to the level or to the place where he can impart and embark these things on us. So I ask you in this season, in this time, ask the Lord to stretch you, ask the Lord to make you, and so that you can be entrusted with the things that he wants to show us and the new things that he wants to do in us, the things that he wants to birth out in us, the anointing and the places he wants to use us, so we can give him glory, honor, and praise and all this, and he is seen as the greatest king. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Pray that you've been encouraged and that you begin to let God search you and stretch you and make you so that he can do a new thing in you and use you for his glory in this season, in this time, in the sphere of what he's given to you, the territory of what he's given to you for his glory. Know that you're more than a conqueror, that you're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, and God is commanding his divine will to release unto you all things that pertain it to life because he is for you. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next week. God bless you.